This is the Best Of Daily Devotion Series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
We're in chapter 2 of the book of Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. The Thessalonians knew that Paul the Apostle had been imprisoned in Philippi just prior to coming to Thessalonica. So fear of imprisonment, it did not keep Paul from preaching the good news. Now, if God wants us to do something, we need to know that he's going to give us the strength, that he's going to give us the courage to do it in spite of any obstacles that might come our way. Now, today we're going to be dealing with a rather pointed statement that's kind of a response by Paul to accusations that the Jewish leaders were stirring up in the crowds. Paul demonstrates now herein the sincerity of his motives, and he presents a scenario, a picture, if you will, how he and Silas had suffered by sharing the gospel in Philippi. Paul did not seek the money. He didn't seek fame. He didn't seek any popularity by sharing the good news. And I think we need to examine always our own motives when we share the good news. Chapter 2 of 1 Thessalonians, we're going to pick it up in verse 3, but for the sake of context, let's skip on back to verse 1 of chapter 2, where Paul writes to this church and says, "For you yourselves know, brothers, our visit to you wasn't in vain. But having suffered before and been shamefully treated, as you know, in Philippi, we grew bold in our God to tell you the good news of God in much conflict." Verse 3, "For our exhortation is not of error, nor of uncleanness, nor in deception. But even as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the good news, so we speak not as pleasing men, but God who tests our hearts. For neither we were at any time found using words of flattery, as you know, nor a cloak of covetousness, God is witness, nor seeking glory from men, neither from you nor from others, when we might have claimed authority as the apostles of Christ." Now, the New Living Testament renders our text here, verses 3 through 6, as follows. "So you can see we were not preaching with any deceit or impure motives or trickery, for we speak as messengers approved by God to be entrusted with the good news. Our purpose is to please God, not people. He alone examines the motives of our hearts. Never once did we try to win you with flattery, as you well know, and God is our witness that we were not pretending to be your friends just to get your money. As for the human praise, we have never sought it from you or anyone else." Now, Paul, he was known throughout all of his writings to often deal with the specifics when teaching. He wasn't shy about moving on what we would call the particulars. Maybe that's because he didn't have anything to hide. He wasn't trying to sweep the details under the rug. Now, there were those against Paul, who were accusing him of preaching a gospel that was full of errors. One of the issues was that he was preaching a message of impurity. You see, one of the accusations, ironically, was that Christianity encouraged sexual immorality, and further, that Paul's methods were underhanded and they were deceitful. You know, if the people had just stopped and thought about it for just a couple of minutes, they would have realized indeed that Paul was innocent of these charges, but you know, even then, no doubt it was probably easier to believe the dirty laundry than it was to reject it. Let's face it, men have always preferred to believe the worst about each other rather than the best. It is always going to be easier for us to soft pedal sin. It's always going to be easier for us to avoid confrontation and play easy with the false doctrines and the wolves that try to come in amongst us. But you know, for me, I always find myself coming back to how Jesus himself lived and how he ministered and how he dealt with the snakes when they attempted to get to the flock. For Paul, the call to minister, the call to preach, well, it was all such a sacred stewardship. He knew that in the end, he had to please God and not men. He was giving it away. He wasn't selling something, and it wasn't cheap. No, it wasn't cheap at all, for it cost Jesus his life on the cross. And it's supposed to cost us everything. You see, but the payment ultimately wasn't made to Paul, and it wasn't and isn't made to me. As a pastor, it's made to God, and remember, it's all his anyway. You and I are merely acknowledging this and thus living forth the truth of the matter. 1 Corinthians 2, 4 and 5 says, "My speech and my preaching were not in persuasive words of human wisdom," Paul said, "but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith wouldn't stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." So, wrapping up today, let me ask you this. Who are we trying to please? Who rules the day with you? Your family? Your husband? Your wife? I mean, I think we're often quick to answer, well, God. But is that a fact? Where exactly does the buck stop for you? For Paul, he made his decision, and there was no turning back. So few, I really think, exist with that kind of heart. I've learned a long time ago just what Paul speaks of here. Well, I appreciate your support and I appreciate your blessing. Look, at the end of the day, I do what I do for the same reason that I hope that you do what you do. The bottom line is that I answer to Jesus. There is none so gracious, and there is none so demanding.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.